Welcome back to our Monday podcast here at Sun City Shadow Hills. I was thinking over the weekend that after busting my hump to get an audience over the last 4 years, we've become an overnight sensation. It took 4 years to get 20,000 downloads, and here we're approaching 30,000 now. And so we've got a lot of new, that's great, and we've got a lot of new listeners. And I just want to say that much as I love Kim, I've done about 150 podcasts on different subjects. And you might look around. I think you'll find them interesting. You'll learn a lot about what's going on in the Coachella Valley. Here's some interviews with people other than Kim. And so the other thing is that I have been asked to eliminate my Facebook page, Sun City Shadow Hills Podcast Fans. And Facebook does not make it easy for you to do that. I'm working on it. But just so you know, no one will be allowed into the group in the future, and there's going to be no new posts. And so for all intents and purposes, that site is closed down. So with that, happy Monday, Kim. So what's up with the golf course?
I'll tell you. Good afternoon, everybody. I wasn't positive I was coming back here today until I got inundated with emails about a golf course, which we'll talk about in a minute. The first thing is I did send out a message Saturday morning because I was inundated with people telling me that somebody got a ticket walking down the boulevard and pulled the mask down in order to take a drink of water, put the mask back up, and security gave him a ticket. That did not happen. Now, if there is ever a person that happens to, all you have to do is contact us. You contact staff, and if something went wrong, we can take appropriate action to fix it. But that was just a very bad rumor by somebody who maybe didn't like getting a ticket, but it didn't happen. We have no report of it. I have no complaint about it. So it's just an unfortunate rumor, but that's why that went out. Yes, if you're walking down the boulevard and you pull down your mask to take a drink of water, that's okay. But if you leave it down while you walk the next 5 minutes, you're going to get a ticket. So when you get done drinking, just pull it back up. You'll be fine. Now, bless you, terrific, wonderful people. Saturday night, Shadows sold 132 or 3 prime rib specials. Let me tell you, they were great. And I've just been sitting here with Robert Fearing, who said he called in and they ran out. It was too late for him. So next Saturday, put in your prime rib early. I am. I'm on prime rib Saturday, every Saturday now. It's great stuff. Now, they do have other daily specials. So Shadows, go to the website. And there's, today is scampi or something. Now, tomorrow's chicken, mashed potatoes, and gravy. I'm probably going to get that. Or Wednesday's beef stroganoff. I like those things. I'm not like that. My lovely bride is vegan, so one positive of this coronavirus, I go to Shadows and I get meat. it's working out for me. So thank you all for helping Shadows. It helps all of us, for sure. So the two big items. One, the Frontier contract. I'm getting a lot of questions about Frontier filed for bankruptcy. That is true. Frontier filed for Chapter 11. I'm going to get out a message, hopefully the next day or so, with all the information from Frontier about what's going on. But this is a planned reorganization. This is something they wish to do in order to make them more solvent. And in a nutshell, from the wizards at the FAC, they're converting debt to equity, which means they eliminate the interest expense and debt repayments. So that helps cash flow for them. And all those little ratios. So that will help them. Basically, for Frontier, it's business as usual. This is a planned thing. They're going in there with the plan, with the acceptance of the bondholders, and business for all of us will stay exactly the same. Now, what that means is we are still finishing up contract terms with Frontier. Once we do that, we'll determine an install date that it will begin. We don't know that for sure because of this virus, The original plan was to start June 15th. That could be delayed. We don't know for sure yet. It takes 3 to 4 months. If you're gone during that period of time, you'll just make the appointment when you get back. So if you're gone north and you know you're coming back in a week, we'll call ahead, make an appointment so they can meet you there maybe a day after you get back. Now, keep this in mind. I've been contacted by quite a few people. They do not wish to use Frontier. They wish to stay with Spectrum. That is fine. You will still have to pay the $12 a month fee. Every homeowner will pay that, no matter what, even if you don't use Frontier. That's a requirement. Now, Frontier and Spectrum have totally separate equipment and totally separate wiring coming into your home. My suggestion, if you want to stick with Spectrum, is still install the Frontier Internet. That's not going to cost you anything. You still got to pay the $12 a month, but you don't have to plug it in. That way, in the future, if you want to try it, all you have to do is unplug it from the Spectrum box and plug it into the Frontier box and see what goes on. But you can totally keep them separate. You could have Frontier Internet and Spectrum TV, totally up to you. But since you're going to be paying $12 a month, costing you nothing to install it, maybe you want to let it sit there just for whatever reason in the future. Now, many people who have Frontier have also asked, is it seamless for me because of I already have Frontier? Billing will change. Once we convert everybody, your bill to the HOA will be $12 a month, and then anything else you order from Frontier, TV, phone, they will bill you direct. So you will go into a new billing process at a different billing location because all of the bulk internet customers are in a different location from retail, from normal retail. So the billing process will change a little bit. They might not do any equipment change out. More than likely, they will have to come in and change your router. Very few people have the router that will accept the high speeds of 500 over 500. If you have that router, then for you, it'll be seamless. It'll simply be at some point, you'll change billing, but nothing will change. It'll just be a billing change. So Frontier for us, nothing changes. It doesn't matter. Board planned on it. Frontier, it's going to be going along just the way they are now. The simple fact is our contract is going to be simple. If they stop the service, we don't have to pay them. That's what that's about. So as far as their bankruptcy going forward, it's planned and it's doesn't matter in our due course. Golf. Well, here's what we got. An article comes out in the Desert Sun. Bless everybody's heart in the news business. Here's the headline. Riverside County reopening golf courses Tuesday with some restriction. That's tomorrow. Today's Monday. This is tomorrow. Here's the article. Golf courses will be allowed to reopen in the Coachella Valley and the rest of Riverside County starting Tuesday, Riverside County public health officials say. In an amended order to take effect Tuesday, the county says that the complete shutdown of golf courses in the county that was ordered April 2nd is being lifted, but with certain restrictions. Effective immediately, the health officer, County of Riverside, is hereby ordered that all golf courses in the County of Riverside, whether public or private, may be open for limited use as outlined herein. The new order, the county does have some restrictions. Now, here's the problem. We don't have any order from the county yet. We don't know what the restrictions are. We don't know what's outlined. We have no information. We've been checking the website and requesting information from the county, and we've had legal attorneys check. Right now, we have no information on this whatsoever, which means these golf courses are not opening up. Now, once we get the information, here's the process. The board has to get together to make sure we can implement the restrictions, and we have to do that in conjunction with staff. That plan has to be put together, and ladies and gentlemen, that does not happen in 1 or 2 days. We have to put people together, and whatever is the plan has to be put in place and to make sure it's safe. We're not opening this stuff up just to open unless it's safe. It's got to be safe. So the fact that we don't even know what the restrictions are, we don't know what the orders are, we don't have any idea, it's not going to open tomorrow. So please don't hold your breath in the next couple of days this golf course open. If we open by this weekend, I think it's going to be a miracle. So be patient. We're trying. But at the same point, we gotta look at this carefully. Now, when we get those orders as far as what's lifted in restriction, please understand, besides golfers, there's a lot of people here. And I have no doubt. Every tennis player is going to write me. Every pickleball player is going to write me. The bocce people are going to write me. You know, the mahjong people are going to write. Card play, you name it, you're going to write me. Here's the answer to everybody. We're only going to open it as it becomes safe and we're able to do so. We've got to make sure, hey, we've come this far. We're all in a groove. We're wearing masks. We're doing the job. Everybody's safe. This is good. You know, it's a little inconvenient, but I'm used to it. Let's just weather the storm. We got a little bit to go, but don't get your hopes up that we're opening this place up in a week. It's not going to happen. And then we'll have to evaluate every single activity. So I'll give you an example. I could see, you know, certain things opening, but I also see certain things maybe not opening. I think there's a difference between people swimming in a pool with chlorine, which kills just about every bug that lives, and people being in a fitness class that are too close together. So we got to consider all those, and we're going to go through them one by one. We could be opening a pool, but we're not going to open that spa because too many people are in a close proximity. So give us time and be patient, but we're going to get back to you. In the meantime, I want to thank you very, very much for all the people that are wearing masks and all the people that were doing the job. And just keep in mind, all you're doing is making sure your neighbor is going to stay alive. And that's what we're here for. I'll get back to you as soon as I get more information. In the meantime, you know, stay healthy, be safe. Thank you. Take care.
Oh, and just to conclude, I note that you know, there are all these new streaming services, and they're all offering super discounts. HBO, in fact, is free. And so since you've got the time, why don't you give them a try? And stay safe, and we'll talk to you later in the week. Bye-bye.